Today is Monday, November 30th. We'll tell you how the latest election challenges are or are not holding up, and the specific steps the nation's top doctors want you to take if you traveled or gathered for Thanksgiving. Also, where millions of Americans are bracing for severe or snowy weather. Plus, which sports teams have had to make some significant last-minute changes, how a record-breaking Netflix series is inspiring a new hobby, and what to expect for Cyber Monday. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in around 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. The election challenges from the Trump campaign and its supporters faced more setbacks over the weekend. First, Pennsylvania's Supreme Court tossed out another lawsuit. Congressman Mike Kelly and other Republicans filed it, arguing that Pennsylvania violated the state's constitution by allowing no-excuse mail-in voting. But the state's high court dismissed the case altogether. It said the lawsuit was filed way too late, more than a year after voting procedures were set, and weeks after millions of Pennsylvanians voted legally. NBC News reports that suit is now one of 26 pro-Trump election challenges dismissed by courts in battleground states, though more than a dozen are still pending. The recounts have not ended in President Trump's favor either. Two Wisconsin counties wrapped up their recounts yesterday, reaffirming Biden's win in the state. Remember, the Trump campaign requested those recounts and even paid more than $3 million for them. But in the end, Biden actually gained 87 votes over Trump. President Trump is promising to challenge that outcome in court, though. Meanwhile, the Biden-Harris transition is moving right along. President-elect Joe Biden and Vice President-elect Kamala Harris will receive their first presidential daily briefing today. Today's briefing will include classified information about pressing national security issues. Biden will also get a briefing from the White House Coronavirus Task Force today. And by the way, expect to see Biden wearing a walking boot for the next few weeks. His doctor says he fractured his right foot over the weekend while playing with one of his dogs, Major. President Trump retweeted a video of Biden leaving the doctor's office and added the message, "Get well soon." The nation's top doctors are warning Americans about another possible spike in COVID-19 cases because of holiday get-togethers. The White House Coronavirus Response Coordinator, Dr. Deborah Birx, told CBS News, people who traveled and went to gatherings for Thanksgiving should assume they're infected for now. And that means isolating for at least 5 days because it could take that long for the virus to show up in your body, and then get tested for COVID-19. Dr. Birx says the task force has asked mayors and governors to get ready and make testing more available for this. Dr. Anthony Fauci had a similar message on NBC. Dr. Fauci said the same recommendations for no travel or large gatherings are likely to stay in place ahead of the Christmas and New Year's holidays. Already this month alone, the U.S. reported more than 4 million new COVID-19 cases, which was more than double the record set in October. And as you've heard us report before, deaths and hospitalizations have also been rising for several weeks, causing some governors and state health departments to warn that hospital systems are getting overwhelmed. Dr. Fauci says it's still not too late to turn things around. He once again recommended wearing a mask, avoiding crowds, keeping your distance, and washing your hands. Several cities, counties, and countries are tightening coronavirus-related restrictions. In Los Angeles County, a 3-week stay-at-home order takes effect today. It bans most gatherings except for religious services and protests. Stores are allowed to stay open too, but with just 20% capacity. Internationally, Hong Kong will suspend all in-person classes at schools this week. South Korea is tightening restrictions by forcing all nightclubs to close and cutting sporting events capacity to 10%. And both Germany and Austria have said they're likely to extend lockdowns into 2021. Meanwhile, some other restrictions are being lifted. New York City decided to reopen public schools. Students will return for in-person classes at elementary schools 1 week from today. Middle and high school classes are expected to follow, but no date has been set yet. Cases are still going up in New York City, but the mayor faced criticism over his decision to close schools and not other businesses. So the mayor said he heard parents loud and clear. And around the world, French shops reopened after a month on Saturday. England's month-long national lockdown ends on Wednesday, and the Czech Republic will allow shops and restaurants to reopen on Thursday. It was another violent day in Afghanistan during crucial peace talks. At least 34 people were killed in two separate suicide bombings. The AP reports the attackers targeted a military base and an elected government official. But so far, no one has claimed responsibility. Now, this violence happened as Afghan government representatives had a rare face-to-face meeting with the Taliban, hoping to end the country's decades-long war. So far in the peace talks, the Taliban has held up a promise not to attack U.S. and NATO troops, but the group is still refusing to agree to a complete ceasefire. To be continued. Millions of Americans are in the path of a severe storm today. Meteorologists are pointing to a system that's stretching from Louisiana to North Carolina this morning. It could bring heavy rain, damaging winds, and isolated tornadoes. Then the same system is expected to bring heavy rain and snow to the mid-Atlantic into the Northeast by tonight. And it'll be cold. Temperatures could be about 20 degrees below normal for this time of year in several East Coast states. But when it comes to the weather, there is some good news, too. This year's record-breaking Atlantic hurricane season officially ends today. The season started ahead of schedule and ended up producing 30 named storms. That's the most in history. There was also a record number of named storms to make landfall in the U.S., 12 this season. Now, we should mention, even though the season usually only runs from June 1st to November 30th, there have been a few cases of hurricanes forming in December. But officially, the hurricane season is now over. More news is coming up, but first, thanks to our sponsor today, Magic Spoon. I used to eat cereal as a kid. In college, I switched to the so-called healthy kind that didn't taste very good, to be honest. And then I just stopped eating cereal for years because I didn't think there were any good options. Well, that has now changed thanks to Magic Spoon. First of all, Magic Spoon cereal tastes amazing. My favorite is definitely the new flavor, peanut butter, but I also enjoy their best-selling fruity, frosted, and blueberry flavors too. And yet, I can feel good about eating it. Magic Spoon has zero sugar, 11 grams of protein, and only 3 net grams of carbs. It's keto-friendly, gluten-free, soy-free, and GMO-free. So go to magicspoon.com/newsworthy to build your own custom variety box and try it today. And be sure to use our promo code newsworthy at checkout to get free shipping. And Magic Spoon is so confident in their product, it's backed with a 100% happiness guarantee. So if you don't like it for any reason, they'll refund your money, no questions asked. That's magicspoon.com/newsworthy and use the code newsworthy for free shipping. Now back to the news. For the first time, a woman played in a Power 5 college football game. Sarah Fuller was asked to fill in as Vanderbilt's kicker because a bunch of regular players were out due to COVID-19 exposure. She was picked for the job because she's a standout on Vanderbilt's women's soccer team. She spent last week practicing with the football players, and on Saturday, she stepped onto the field and kicked off the second half of the Vanderbilt-Mizzou game. Fuller had the phrase, "play like a girl," on the back of her helmet. She says she wanted to represent the little girls who aspire to play football. Her journey might not be over either. She tells ESPN she'd love to keep practicing with the team and learn what she can in case they ever need her to help out again. Professional football is also having to switch things up because of COVID-19. Over the weekend, the Denver Broncos had to scramble to find a quarterback. They didn't have one because their usual squad was benched over virus concerns. The team got creative, though. NBC Sports reports, at first, the Broncos tried to have one of their assistant coaches fill in, but the NFL said no. So the team went with a rookie wide receiver from the practice squad instead, and the Broncos ultimately lost Sunday's game to the New Orleans Saints 31-3. And by the way, the NFL is also fining two more teams for breaking COVID-19 protocols. The first is the New Orleans Saints, who will have to pay $500,000 and lose its 7th-round draft pick next year for not following mask rules. Also, the New England Patriots have been fined $350,000 for violations related to a recent outbreak. Spotify is testing a new Stories feature, and it's tapped some big-name artists to try it out. The Stories feature looks pretty similar to what you would see on Instagram. At the top of certain playlists, you can tap a little picture bubble and view stories. As of now, singers like Jennifer Lopez, Kelly Clarkson, and Megan Thee Stallion have all shared stories. You can see them on select playlists like the popular Christmas Hits one. In Gadget Reports, there's no word yet on if or when you'll be able to create your own stories and add them to your Spotify playlist. But this makes Spotify the latest app to dabble in this feature. Others like Twitter have all tested or launched their own versions as well. A new animated film stunned at the box office this weekend. CNBC reports the movie The Croods, A New Age, notched the biggest opening of any film during the pandemic. It hit theaters Wednesday, right before Thanksgiving, and by the time Sunday rolled around, it had tallied more than $14 million in worldwide ticket sales. This definitely exceeded expectations, even though many theaters are closed due to COVID-19. Experts say this is a sign that cinemas can be resilient. But to be clear, overall ticket sales are still way below normal. The 2020 Thanksgiving box office will be the worst in decades. And remember, movies are now spending less time in theaters in general. The new Croods movie is expected to be available on streaming before Christmas. The AP says it'll cost $20 to rent. The hit show The Queen's Gambit is setting records on Netflix. It's apparently the most watched limited series to date. Deadline reports more than 62 million households have tuned into the show since it premiered last month. If you're not familiar, The Queen's Gambit is based on a novel about an orphan-turned-chess prodigy. It follows her struggles to break boundaries in the male-dominated world of competitive chess. The show's popularity has also sort of started a movement. The New York Times reports sales of chess sets have spiked 125% in the U.S. since the series premiered last month, and Google searches for how to play chess have hit a 9-year peak. And that's it for your main 10 minutes of news today, but now it's time for Money Monday, when we talk about one interesting money-related news story. But first, a quick break to thank our sponsor, CastleGrade. I've loved hearing from many of you that you're getting these reusable, sustainable, and high-quality masks for better protection as you go to work, while you travel, send kids to school, and more. CastleGrade masks are registered with the FDA as an N95, so you know you're getting that high level of protection for whatever your need. And now CastleGrade has a new filter available for smoke-affected areas of Washington, California, Oregon, and Nevada. It's been independently tested, and the company says the charcoal filters serve a dual purpose for stopping both virus and smoke particles. So you're getting a mask that is safe for both those uses, plus it's a reusable, eco-friendly option. Instead of contributing to the billions of disposable masks and N95s being thrown out at the end of each day, you can just put your CastleGrade mask in the dishwasher for easy cleaning and reuse. So check out all the options and learn more at castlegrade.com and enter the discount code NEWS10 at checkout for 10% off your first order. That's castlegrade.com with a new discount code NEWS10, NEWS10, at checkout for 10% off your first order. Now back to Money Monday. And today we're talking about how online shopping hit a new record on Black Friday. Adobe Analytics says people spent more than $9 billion on American retail websites. That's a 22% increase from the previous record set last year. It was also the second largest online spending day in U.S. history, coming in behind last year's Cyber Monday. And that's because more people decided to shop from home this year due to COVID-19, and traffic to physical stores was basically cut in half. Shopping tracker Retail Next says in-person clothing sales were down 50% Friday, while home goods sales fell by nearly 40%. Now that said, experts tell the AP they think in-person sales will pick up as we get closer to Christmas. Either way, the online shopping will continue today because, of course, it is Cyber Monday. This has historically been the official day for holiday online shopping and deals, so per usual, stores are rolling out huge discounts. Walmart says it'll have its best Cyber Monday savings to date, and Target is doing flash sales today. Other retailers like Kohl's, Best Buy, and Amazon already kicked off their Cyber Monday deals over the weekend. And of course, I'm sure small businesses will have their own deals as well. All right, thank you so much for listening today and every day. We'll be back with more news to know tomorrow. Until then, have a great day.